It's our continuing coverage of girls basketball with one of our key players for a big win, 5 in a row now for the Pella girls as we get close to the postseason.
Yes.
Freshman Julia Settles. How are you, Julia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Julia, obviously, we've had your mom up here a couple of times to talk some basketball. Glad to finally talk to you. And I imagine a really good mood, a big win for your team in a big second half, able to knock off Indianola on the road. Just tell us, first of all, about the emotions in the locker room and what it was like to finally have a really big win like this.
For sure. It was super fun. We ran back there. We waited for Coach. He kicked the trash can, and we poured all our water bottles all over Coach and over the locker room. We brought really good energy. I think we played with, like, deep joy tonight. It was super fun to be out there. We kept each other positive. It was nice to see the twins. They've been playing really well. Emma's confidently taking it to the rim. We rebounded really well as a team tonight. The better we do and the more energy we bring, the easier it is to go down and back. And it was a positive game. We had fun.
Well, and fun because, again, the first half you fell behind 28-20, then right away in the third quarter, fall away 30-20. But I thought the key stretch of the game, and you were part of it, you came on the floor and it helped get to a 10-0 run. It got that second half. It felt like once you tied it, it was a brand-new ball game. It's kind of a cliche. But how much confidence did that give the team when you started figuring out that your press could stop them and that turned into that big run?
For sure. It gave us a lot of confidence. In the first half, we were able to get some great looks from three. I think we were 1 for 11. They weren't falling. So we had to adjust on their zone. We hit some big shots. We went in strong. I think we played really well as a team tonight. Obviously, we went into that drought, and coming out of it, we're coming out even stronger. We're ready for postseason. And, yeah, I felt a lot of joy from everyone tonight. It was super fun.
Well, and that third quarter seemed to flip things around, but it wasn't until you got that lead in the fourth quarter, it was Avery hitting the three-pointer, that finally felt like it broke the game loose for you. And then from there, just a ton of confidence down the stretch. And how much has this stretch where you've played in a lot of close games helped you prepare for that, right? These last four wins haven't been very big by margin. You've had to play in a lot of close situations. How did that help you in this fourth quarter?
No, yeah, that helped us for sure. These past few games have been tight. We need these wins. Our coaches keep us super composed. Forsyth and Bell and everyone, they bring good energy to us. Can be stressful moments, you know. So if, let's say, you blank on a play or something, I can just look over. We'll keep it calm. Our mini huddles on the court help us a lot. I don't know. If we play really well as a team and we keep each other up, the better we get together on the court. Even in our, like, little mini huddles, we can bring back our energy, and the past few games are helping us for the postseason for sure.
We're here with Julia Settles, a freshman who helped the Pella Dutch win their fifth game in a row here against Indianola, 52-49, and the end of game execution, I imagine you have to be very happy with. Protecting the basketball, Emma made all her free throws, inbounds, outside of one turnover, were able to keep Indianola put away when you got that 2-possession lead.
Yes, and we miss Katie and we miss Cam, but we had to come out. We're playing our roles. This is where Chris Sree obviously played. It was an honor to play in his gym. My dad said I played a little like him tonight. I'm sure Mike and Patty are listening, but it was cool. It was a fun win.
Well, yeah, and again, some great connection with your dad, obviously, and Chris, and the history of being able to play in this gym and then get a win in this gym has to be special. And this is huge because this is the last chance before the brackets come out to improve your standing. You go into the playoffs pending Friday with a 5-game winning streak. Just overall, how do you feel about this team knowing you're battling through missing Katie and Cameron and have this opportunity to give yourself a home road potentially to the state tournament?
For sure. This is a huge win for us. You know, we have to step up. Those are big roles that we need to fill. We miss them a lot, and they are great players, but you know, we got to support each other. We're now a little bit of a younger team, and I don't know, we believe in each other. Our coaches believe in us, and we're excited for the next couple weeks.
And then Friday, beyond, regardless of what happens with DCG on the floor, you get to honor the senior class. I know you're very close to Katie Sheckle in particular.
For sure.
And the rest of those girls. Just how excited are you to give them a great send-off on Friday and then go into the playoffs?
I'm really excited. They've been great to us. They've taken me in. They've taken us in. They're all great leaders. We have a lot of great leaders on our team, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun night for them.
And what are you looking forward to, at least having one more game at home on Friday, knowing that the playoffs are ready and you got to tune up against one of the best in the state?
Yes, I'm super excited. I think we just need to continue this energy. We've had energy the past few games that has been, like, we're really driven. We got this, you know? We all are playing with the same energy, and we'll just keep continuing our effort that we played with tonight.
Like mother, like daughter. She had her notes ready to come up here, folks. Obviously, I work with your mom quite a bit on here. Julia, always great to talk to you. Congratulations on
Thank
a great
Thank you
game.
So much.
That's Julia Settles, a freshman for the Dutch, following a big win, 5 in a row for Pella as they knock off Indianola.